USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A shakeup at the top of the Bureau of Prisons. It's the latest development involving the death of Jeffrey Epstein, found dead in his cell in a federal facility in New York City. The Attorney General Bill Barr firing the acting chief of the Bureau of Prisons, Hugh Horowitz, and replacing him with Dr. Kathleen Sawyer, who ran the department from 1992 to 2003 before retiring. This is the third director in 2 years to leave the agency. The job involves overseeing 122 federal prison facilities, including the Metropolitan Correctional Center, where Epstein died. On Wall Street, stocks in positive territory, the Dow gaining almost 250 points. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway telling Fox News, President Trump will make a deal with China when the time is right.
He doesn't want to do a deal if it's a bad deal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The white New York City police officer involved in the 2014 death of a black man named Eric Garner fired. The video at the time going viral, and now 5 years later, the New York City police commissioner with the announcement the officer is out. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
James O'Neill called the firing of Officer Daniel Pentolino as a tragedy for everyone involved.
A man with family lost his life, and that is an irreversible tragedy. And a hardworking police officer with a family, a man who took this job to do good, to make a difference in his home community, has now lost his chosen career. And that is a different kind of tragedy.
Officer Pentolino was accused of using a chokehold in the 2014 death of Eric Garner, prompting the NYPD union of accusing Commissioner O'Neill of choosing politics and his own self-interest over the officers he claims to lead. The union also accused O'Neill of caving to anti-police extremists.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An unexpected apology from one of the Democrats who wants to be president. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Senator Elizabeth Warren apologizing to the Native American community for the controversy surrounding her heritage.
I know that I have made mistakes.
The Massachusetts Democrat had faced backlash last year when test results found that she was at most 1/64th Native American, despite her claims of having Native American heritage. She spoke at a Native American presidential forum in Sioux City, Iowa.
I am sorry for harm I have caused.
Warren is also proposing legislation aiming to aid Native American communities by addressing the economy, infrastructure, and epidemic of missing and murdered Native American women on tribal lands. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence in Detroit, Michigan, talking about the economy. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Speaking at an event Monday in Detroit, Michigan, Vice President Mike Pence touts the economy.
The United States of America had one of the highest corporate rates in the world. But now we've lowered the corporate tax rate so that companies right here in Michigan can compete with companies and create jobs.
The vice president continues.
The United States, Mexico, Canada agreement is completed and support in Congress is growing by the day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.